Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
The other person that offended you is not even the problem, because the script says you're more than a conqueror. Okay, so you're supposed to be on stage and conquer the situation, right? But you decided, no, I don't want to conquer the situation. I don't want to be the hero of my story. I'll let somebody else take the scene. You know, have you known of anybody in the eternal past that God gave them a second opportunity and said, you know what, there's one scene in your story I didn't like. David, I didn't like the way you committed adultery with Bathsheba. I'm sending you back to rewrite that screen, to redo that segment, that scene. Have you known of anybody from the dead came back and said, I've come back because there's one scene in my life God was not happy and he wanted to clip that out and he said, come back and redo that scene? No. Even when you make a mistake, God writes that into the storyline. God writes that. He massages that into the text. Even when you make a mistake. You know, every good story, the hero always has a weakness. And the enemy, because every good story must have an enemy, right? Must have a villain. Must have a kruko. Must have a Goliath. Otherwise, how does the story become interesting? It's not interesting. You know what I'm saying to you, ladies and gentlemen? When you're going through a tough time, it's because your story is interesting. When you're going through a difficult time with your health and with people and with work, you know what I'm talking about? Offense, I'm not on church. I'm talking about work, home, anyway. Don't sit out of the set. Stay on set. It's your story. Okay? Stay on set. And make sure that you're on scene. And the hero always has a weakness. You know what the weakness would be? It could be his child. And the enemy knows that if I can kidnap the child, and then the hero's got to go and rescue the child. Okay? So when bad things happen to your family and to your children, guess what? It's just part of the storyline. And you just have to rise up and become that hero and go after the villain that's attacking your family, that's attacking your children, that's attacking your marriage, that's attacking your finances. And so there would be some good people in your life, and that will be those are the supporting actors to help you. There will be some bad people in your life, no help, or they would be the villains. Or they would just be fillers. Okay, just to fill the scene. To make look like, you know, the restaurant is a busy place. That's all there is to it. They just, you know, passengers. But even if you're a supporting actor in somebody else's story, do you know you can win an Oscar? Okay? You can still win an Oscar. You'll win an Oscar in your movie, in your own story, and in somebody else's life, you can win also an Oscar for being a supporting actor. So you win two Oscars. So think of yourself as the hero in your movie and a supporting actor in other people's movie. You know, one of the most interesting things about you is that you are unique. What's the thing, Devi, about, what's it called? More unique, most unique, in English, what, the grammar, what's it called? Degrees of comparison. Do you know the word unique? There's no such thing as Rina is more unique than Kevin. Rina is most unique than anybody else. No, unique has no degrees of comparison. You are unique. That's what makes you so special in your story. There is 7.6 billion human beings on planet Earth. Nobody has got the same fingerprints or your voice. Nobody. So that's what makes you so special for your story. That's what makes you so different. That's what makes you so valuable. That's why you need to put your time, your energy, in resources, in manifesting the real you, the real hero, the hero of faith in your story. And when you're done with this life, you will become a legacy maker. You will be remembered for the rest of your life. God's story always starts with once upon a time. And it always ends with, and they lived happily ever after. That's the ending. But you know what? You know the beginning, you know the ending. You don't know the journey. Get in touch with your story. Get to know the journey so that you will know how to handle sickness in your life, so you'll know how to handle obstacles in your life. You will know how to handle difficult people in life because it's all about your story. Those people, those obstacles, those problems got to be there. Because if it's not there, it's a boring story. Nobody wants to listen to it. It's not worth the look. It's not worth the read. And so when you're going through a tough time, the bigger the obstacle to get to the end results, the more gripping the story is, the more powerful it becomes. I'll tell you what, I think every one of us need to go before God and say, God, we don't understand the story. That's why we're so disappointed and angry and bitter. We need to know the script. We need to get a hold of the scriptwriter. We need to get a hold of the director. We need to get a hold of the producer. And say, God, we've been too many scenes in this life, in this movie. We've been sitting offset. But the camera has been continuing to roll. And there's so many times in this story, in my book, I have not been on scene. And God, because I don't understand my story. And I want to get back on scene. I want to get back on camera. And I want to make my story happen.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.